Got your Bibles, turn with me. Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. Again, I want to thank you for coming. Hope you already said it's been good to be in the house of the Lord, been blessed. I want to try to preach on something the Lord laid on my heart, and then something I hadn't preached on before, I'm sure you. But a simpler title, Salvation of a Wild Man. You know, don't get too hard for him. You ever notice why Jesus was here, come in contact with the lots that were possessed with the devil? Of course, you know, you got people today don't believe in God, don't believe in the devil either. But I'm going to tell you something. The devil is real. Yes, and people still can be possessed with him. Don't ever underestimate him. We're no match for him, but I know one it is. Like they're scared of him. Like this passage I'm going to read hollers and he says, torment me not. What have I got to do with you? He knew who he was. One other gospel writer said, torment me not before my time, before the time. He knew it's coming. Right. Devil knows his time's coming. In fact, he knows he's got a short time. Right. Revelation. And I'll tell you what he's doing. He's working overtime. Read with me, or follow along as we read in Luke chapter number 8. Begin reading at verse number 26. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of a city a certain man, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, saying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thy Son of God, Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters. And he brake the bands and was driven out of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. That was there and heard of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into him, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. When they that had fed them saw what was done, they fled, went and told in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also which saw it told him by what means he that was possessed of the devil was healed. What a healing. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. He went up into the ship, returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, return to thine own house. Show how great things God hath done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they were waiting for him. Would you go with us to the Lord in prayer? Father, we're thankful for your blessed word. So glad that you, Lord, gave us all these wonderful things. What you did then, what you done and doing now, still able to do. Set men free. Oh, God, we pray this morning, liberty and freedom might come to hearts and lives. The many that our Father cross his land today, beginning right here this morning. Move upon our hearts, move upon our lives. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary and speak through us this morning, blessed God. We have not the word to say. We don't have the ability to say them, but God, we know that you do. We pray that you'd move upon us this morning in a special way and speak to us for your glory and for your honor this morning. We'll ever praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Three or four things I want to mention this morning. First thing, I want to look at what the devil did to this man. Then I want to see what society or people tried to do with him. Then I want to see what Jesus did with him. Did for him. Then you can see what he did for himself, but he couldn't help himself till he got some help from the Lord. Amen? Amen. And so we see in this passage of Scripture, I tell you what, the devil is an awful being. And I mentioned a while ago, he knows he has a short time. And Revelation says he realizes that. But he was working even here then, 2,000 years ago. And so we see here where he said the devil, being, which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Can you imagine what condition this man was in? Terrible. Didn't even stay home. What had the devil had done to him? He possessed him, and he had control of him, and he was ruling him and reigning in his heart, and he was following him because he was possessed, and the power of the enemy was so strong upon him. The Bible says he had devils a long time. And he also, did you know the devil caused him to go naked? May not say much about that, had we? You know what I believe? I believe the next thing that gets right with God to put some clothes on. He didn't. You said, I would never run through a graveyard naked like this man. No, you probably wouldn't. But he did. You don't know where the devil, how far the devil will carry you and take you. But here was a man that, listen, couldn't even stay home. They couldn't even live with him. He didn't stay in his house. The devil had taken him away from his house. The devil had taken control of him, even to the place that he was going naked, didn't wear no clothes, and he lived. I'm telling you, this is another awful thing. He lived among the tombs, among the dead people. That's what the devil will do to you. He had no fellowship. He had nothing. He had nothing. He had no, listen, he couldn't, he didn't live at home. But I want to thank God, God let God a hold of him and he could go back home. But he didn't dwell in his house. He dwelt in the tombs among the dead. And it says the devil had stripped him, wore no clothes. But listen, I want to go through this as quick as we can this morning. But notice what he said. He was something else who the devil got him. Look in verse number 29. For oftentimes, it said, for he had, look at verse 29. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him. He was caught. Was in the clutches of the power of Satan. It caught him. Oftentimes it caught him. You know what? If you read through other Gospels and through, you'll find sometimes when the devil, I know there's one place he'd throw him into the water when they possessed with him. Another place he threw him in the fire. You know, I'll tell you something. It's an awful thing to be caught and possessed of the devil. I'm going to tell you, some of you heard me share this before. I've never had a whole lot of experience with a demon possession, but one time we was talking to a man, another brother was, and he was happened to be an alcoholic. That's a scientific name for, the old saying is, for a drunk. But that's what he was saying. But you know what the guy said to me? And all of a sudden he said it, and there was a voice that you don't hear often coming out of his mouth, just like this was here, coming out of his mouth. And he said, alcohol. Then you know what else he said? Spell it. Caught me off guard. I couldn't even spell it. They wouldn't spell it for him nowhere. But that was one of the awfulest contacts, Brother Billy, we ever came into. But you know what? I'm glad we got a Savior that can give you victory. Hallelujah. But I run into that one day. That's one of the only times that I ever heard a voice coming out of somebody that I thought it was a spirit of the wicked one talking through. What was the devil doing? He was talking to this man's voice. He was controlling this man. He had him in his clutches. He had him in his hand. He had him there. And he'd caught him. That's another thing the devil done to him. Look at the last part of verse 29. And he was driven of the devil unto the wilderness. I'm telling you, the devil will drive you. He'll catch you and he'll drive you. He was being driven by the devil. And when you're driving something, you're in control. And the devil's in control of him. And he was driving him. I'm going to tell you something. He'll drive you crazy. He drove this man crazy. Listen, that's why he wasn't in his right mind. He had been driven crazy by the devil. He'd been caught by the devil. And the devil had possession of him that he was fully controlling him. But thank God, he got some help. So what the devil done to him? He'd wrecked him, ruined him, and it was destroying him. As I said a while ago, you can read passages of Scripture in the Gospels where sometimes he threw him in the fire, sometimes the devil threw him in the water. And here we see the devil was driving him and had him caught. Had a hold of him. Awful thing. Awful place to be. It was driving him into the wilderness and into the tombs. Couldn't stay home. So well, that's what the devil done to him. What he said in John 10, one of my favorite verses, you know what he said? Jesus said, the devil come to steal, kill, and what else? Destroy. But he said, I'm come that you might have life. And that you might have it, what? More abundantly. I tell you, you don't know what living is if you hadn't found Christ. It's abundant life. It's real life. You know what the devil's told so many people? Oh, if you get saved, you won't have no fun. You can't enjoy nothing. You heard the old saying, hogwash. There's a bunch of hogs over here you're going to see in a minute. That's hogwash. You can. You don't know what living is until you come to Christ. Hallelujah. No telling where I'd have been, probably done in the grave a long time ago. But God had mercy on me and saved me, and I found what life was all about. But he said, the devil come to steal, to kill, and destroy. You know what Jesus said? He said, I'm doing the things I've seen of my Father. And you know what he told the Pharisees and scribes and Pharisees? You know what he told them? He said, you're doing what you know of your Father. He said, you are doing what you've seen and know of your Father, which is the devil. He said, you're obeying him. I'm obeying my Father. So they caught him. And was driving him. Well, that's what the devil is doing to them. We're going on and on. We're going to get off the devil. What did the society try to do for him? They tried to bind him up. Put chains on him. What are we trying to do in this hour? Thank God for the officers. Thank God for the policemen. Thank God for the jails. Thank God for the prisons. But listen, you can confine them, but you can bind them up, but it won't change them. Give some of us some rest while you got to worry about them being out here hurting somebody. You say, why are you going to the prison and preach? Why we go down there? You know why we're going. That's their only hope. Get the gospel to them. What did the society do? They bound them up with chains and feathers, and it couldn't even keep them bound up. But the devil's so strong on them, he'd break them. So the society bound him up with chains and feathers, and he broke the bands. He'd break them bands loose. They tried to bind him up and keep him tied. He'd break them loose, and the devil would drive him to the wilderness and to the tombs. The society and people tried to do what they could do to help him. Well, I'm going to tell you something. 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100 probably, if you don't get them to Christ, when they get out under them bounds and get out among the places where they're trying to, you know, get them some help, they go right back to where they were. But I'm telling you, there's help in the blessed Lord. And so what did the devil do to him? Killing him, destroying him, and ruining him? What was society and people trying to do? They was binding him up, trying to hold him down. But here's the part I like. What did Jesus do for him? Here's what I like. What did Jesus do for him? Look at it. Well, you know what he did. I was reading one of the other Gospels. That if you read this, it's in Matthew and Mark. And you can read it there. One of them, Jesus said, he said to them devils, go. He said, go. He said that they don't have no choice. They're going somewhere. Amen. What did Jesus do for him? Hey, man, I'll tell you what he did for him. Got the devil out of him. He sure did. Yeah. Didn't he? Right. Amen. Amen. Yes, he did. Jesus got the devil out of him. I'm glad he did. Yes, sir. But Jesus talked to him and said, what's your name? Verse number 30, he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. Right. Legion could have been a pile of them. It was a pile of them. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the other gospel writers said it was, what, 2,000 hogs? Yes. Isn't that right? Right. And he said they wanted to leave. They didn't want to put him back in the pit, so he let them go into those hogs. Can you imagine how mad they got, them hog raisers? Well, you have to realize, go back to then, Jews, and if they were Jews, they weren't supposed to be raising hogs. That's right. He said, suffer us to go in to those swine. Jesus said, he let them do it. Let them go there. But I want to tell you something. What I like about it, he had complete authority, still does, over the powers of darkness, over the enemy, and over the devil. He has that power. I'm glad that he does. So they said to him, torment me not. They know where they knew the devils know that their torment time is coming. They know where they're going to wind up and be in eternity forever and forever and forever. And therefore, they're going to try to do everything they can against God and against His children as long as they can. But Jesus. But verse 32 said, there was an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought Him that they would suffer them to enter them. And He suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man in into the swine. The herd ran violent down the steep place from the lake and were choked. Now can you imagine? I got to meditate and study and think about it. Can you imagine? That many hogs, it caused them to run down. You see, an animal can be possessed too. I don't know if I ain't been around a few that has been. You know, I used to like to have with me when he couldn't get out there and help me when I was loading animals? Dwight. But you know what he'd sit in there and do? Pray. Because I've had some. You ain't no way in the world you're going to get them to do nothing. And this is the truth. I've seen him sit out there and pray. He couldn't get in that pen and help me. But I've seen him sit out there and pray. And all of a sudden, they just walk in. He said, I don't believe that. Well, you don't have to. So, I'll tell you something. Prayer do more than anything I can think of. That's it. You can't get the devil to leave you alone, but Jesus can.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He can. What did Jesus do for him? He got the devil out of him. And when you get the devil out of him, I'm going to tell you, it's a whole different situation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He suffered him going them hogs. And they all went down there and was choked. Well, what did the man do? Jesus. What did Jesus, I'll tell you what else Jesus did for him. Got him in his right mind.
Yes,
sir. He couldn't think right. He couldn't act right. He couldn't live right. He couldn't do anything. He was all messed up. You know what the Bible says? He'll keep us in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on God. I believe with all my heart that God can keep us there. He gave him his right mind back. Hallelujah. What did the man do? After Jesus got through with him, setting him free, getting the devil out of him. What'd he do? Went and sat down at his feet. What else did he do? Put him some clothes on. I had a grandma. My daddy's mama. We knew not to go around their house with our shirts off. Boy, she talked fast. Where's your clothes? Put your clothes on. Did you know she wouldn't chew chewing gum? Because a long time ago, back, you know, a lot of them old people chewed backer or dip snuff. And you know what she wouldn't do? She wouldn't even chew chewing gum. She said she didn't want nobody to think she's chewing backer. She was straight. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't blame her. She was an infant after she was grown. God raised her up. I mean, she couldn't walk. They had to move around and sat her in a wheelchair. I mean, not a wheelchair, but a straight chair. And my grandpa took her to a meeting up there. Daddy was telling him about this. Took her to a meeting. Guess where they're having a meeting? Brush Arbor. They didn't do like we did a couple of times, just put up a Brush Arbor, just say we was having one under. That's the only place they had to have one. took her under there and said my grandpa wouldn't even go under there. He stayed out in the mule wagon. They took her under that stain. And you know what happened? They prayed for her. She came out shouting and dancing. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Had several more kids. No. I mean, they took her to New Orleans before that. The doctor said he didn't know what to do with her. But God did. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. God can heal. That's what happened to this man. He was healed. One of the other writers said he was healed. That's what happened. He was healed.
Yeah.
We went to see one of my cousins in the hospital. Zach's sister to one had passed away the other day. And she hadn't moved this left arm in a long time, months and years. And I'm going to tell you something. You know what she was doing before we left her? That's the truth. They was all just, what are you doing? Talking, praising God. She said, I'm praising God.
Yeah.
I'm praising God. She's 85 years old. I'm praising God with an arm that she couldn't move for months or years. You say, is God able to do that? Sure is.
Yes, sir.
He's God, isn't he? He's able to above and abundantly more than we ask or think according to the power that works within us. So what did Jesus do for him? He got the devil out of him and gave him his right mind back. Thank God. And told him to go home. What did the man do? He sat at the feet of Jesus. Sure did. Scared some of them to death. Said that he sat at the feet of Jesus. He put clothes on. He was in his right mind. And you know what? You know what he wanted to do? He wanted to follow the Lord. He said, I want to be with you. Couldn't blame him, could you? No, he wanted to be with Jesus. And what Jesus said to him? No. Go on back home. And tell them, what do you tell them? How great things the Lord hath done for you. Woo! Hey, tell them how great things the Lord hath done for you. I'll tell you what, if he does something for you, you can't help but tell it. He couldn't either. So the Bible says he published throughout the whole city how great thing Jesus had done unto him. Can you imagine going from where he was, the position he was in, to where God brought him and where the Lord delivered him? The Bible said you shall know the truth. 8:32, John said you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. He'd been set free through the truth of God's eternal word, and Jesus had set him free, and he went telling everybody about it. Hallelujah. He sure did. That's my Lord. That's what he can do. You said he's still able to do it? Sure is. He's still able to do it. I'll tell you how much he can do. He can do exceedingly abundantly more than we can even ask or think. That's what he can do. Foot was hurting yesterday a little bit, and last night pretty good bit. But I got up this morning, swelling was down, got to take a shower, so it's got to be healing, thank God. And see, for a long time, the bottom of my foot, some of you might have noticed, I couldn't tell if it was hot water or cold water on my foot. But you know what I could feel this morning? I had the water running. Put my foot down there in, I could feel it was warm. So it may have hurt a little, you get that feeling back. When I felt that, I said, glory to God. God's still on the throne. Now, I'll tell you, he's got all power, both in heaven and in earth. A lot of us here this morning, we might not have been just like this wild man here. But we's wild. Well, you know what? That's why sometimes I read all them. I should have read that out of Matthew and Mark probably. You know what? One of them, I can't remember which one said. No man could tame him. They tried to tame him. They tried to change him. But he couldn't. Only thing that will, only one that can, is the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Yes! He's the only help. He's the only hope. If you'll turn to Him, glory to God. So we see what the devil did to him. See what society tried to help him. They tried to help him. You see what Jesus did for him. You see what He did Himself. What'd He do? Sit at His feet. Put Him some clothes on. Went out and published how great things the Lord had done for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, He's still the Lord, ain't He? He still is. Thank God He is. And I tell you what, He can help you. He can set you free. He can give you victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our help. He's our hope. That's our Lord. So what He do for him? Set him free. Got the devil out of him. Amen. The world and the flesh is nothing to contend with. But I'm telling you, the powers of darkness and demon possession is an awful thing. But I'm telling you about one that can set you free. Hallelujah. He got all power, both in heaven and in earth. That's my Lord. Would you stand with me this morning?